We're up to Siman Shin Pei Beis, and we're up to Siv Tezvav. And the halachas is as follows. So we discussed yesterday and the day before extensively about the concept of Tzchiru V'Lekitoi, and we discussed the challenges of finding a real Tzchiru V'Lekitoi who qualifies as a person who can place items in the property of the Baal HaBayis. That's the definition of Tzchiru V'Lekitoi. We spoke about limited time as well. And now we're going to be discussing Seif Tesvav, which teaches us as follows. What happens if you've got a goy and yid living in the same property? In the same house, there's one yid living and one goy living. What you've got to do, you need to rent from the goy. Yes, you need to rent from the goy. Don't say that since they're living in the same house, there's no need. No. But do say that you need to rent from the goy, and you need to include the yid in the eruv. So you've got one place, one house in which there's a goy and a yid. You need to do the eruv chatzeros with the yid, and you need to do the schiros with the goy. Now, what happens if yesh lekol echod diro b'fneiatzum? What happens if they all have their own kind of flats, apartments, their own little rooms? They all have got an independent unit. If they're all in an independent unit, you've got two goyim living in such a scenario, then you need to rent out from each and every one of them. So if you've got a scenario that is two goyim living independently in one house but two different flats, there's still a need to do schiras from each of them independently. So just because you've got two goyim living in one house, they're not going to solve the issue in just using one of them. No, you've got to make sure that two goyim, two different flats in one property, still need to do schiras of each of them. Yeah, so
like he's got something in the house. He's got an item there. He's actually there himself. He's even there.
Yeah, it's a good question. I think the answer is, I'm not sure, but I think the answer is that this goy that we've got over here, the goy's dira is the chumra. As Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Na'alaf at the very beginning of the siman, page 498. The dira of a goy be'etzem is not considered dira. Lechom gozu the lesser olav, k'dei shelo yodu ima vilma ma'isof. So, therefore, lechomim lechumra established this dira to be Yeah, but never mind the reason. I'm just saying that me'ikra din the dira is not a dira. But once they've established it, they've established even in such a case. Yeah, it's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. This is mamash contrary to, yeah. I don't know the answer to that. I really don't. Yeah, okay. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah does say in Sifkot Nun Aleph that many achroinim achroilik on the Ramo. But to understand, and the Mishnah Berurah says in the bottom two lines of Sifkot Nun Aleph, they're both equal shutfim and partnership. So it's not considered a schirus or anything like that. No, but the question is a good question. Sif Tes Zayin. Im yesh lein yudu chamisha schirim o elikitim yisraelim. There's a guy who has got five hired workers. He's got one electrician, one plumber, one, and they all live, instead of paying them, or perhaps as well as paying them, they're sleeping in his house. Imagine the really posh, really wealthy, you know, is that what you have? Yeah, all the workers in the lodge, they live in the... Okay, so that's not much the case. So if a goy has got chamisha schirim lekitim, he's got five paid workers living in his house. Dorim Beveisoy living in his house. Ein dirosom chashuvot dirot. This halacha now is that the fact you've got five schirim lekitim living in the house, they do not consider, they are not considered sufficiently inhabitants. Sheyesu ze al ze, that they asa one another. Yes, so the five workers, the Yiddish plumber, the Yiddish electrician, the Yiddish, there are five workers, but they're not considered sufficiently living in that. The only schir of the kitim. So they're not considered any dirosom chshuva dir sheyasu ze al ze. They will not ask them one another. The schir shelen yehudi ein oisrem schor le balabais. And it's not considered sufficient dir that they were going to ask them one another. Mishabu explains this as follows. In Seif Kotten, Nun beis, dorim beveisoi, pechadorim yuchod me, all have got their own independent room, lechol echod bifnei atzmoid, all the five yidin have got independent rooms, they've got nun gimel. Hen dirosam, da'afal ga'av, although, ta'achshevin rabona dirosam, although they are considered dira, fenasim kebalim al yodon lehaske reshus, that they are considered, to some limited extent, they are considered balim, and that they are able to rent the property, but fulish lemi das hakum, they can even without the knowledge of the goy. Loi omru ele hakel. It is only kulava. Loi shedirosim chshuva diro. We are not, the fact that the erschirim velikitim, that's not a chumra, that's a kula. Here, we cannot say that because there's chor velokit, they're going to ask on each other. The whole rule of sochir velokit is a kula. That if you are sochir velokit, then you are able to do schiris through him. But we're not going to say you're sochir velokit, that because of that now, the dira is considered sevashin dira, you're going to ask one another. It doesn't go so far. Sochir velokit is a kula and not a stringency. Yeah, so they are all considered. Look, Mishabu explains, if Kotnu Dalet. Let me just finish this, Mishabu. Lo omrid en lehokel, avo lo yishidiros lechshuv adir, shiyalso ze al zek shelo evu, tebemez en dirosu michelis lehem, shirakum yesh lo reshus bohem, v'yochel esol kemisham. The goy can lemais to remove him if he wants to. So therefore the halacha is, but they're not, schir only goes to kula and not lechumra. Ze al ze, they will not ask one another, means what? V'odin sheino yisrin al bnei ha-chotz, they will not ask on the chotzah, te'en tzichem eshtot ha-eruv. That there's no requirement to add them to the eruv. It does not matter. It's as if there's a goy, it's a goy's property and they have no relevance.
But you can take one of the gardeners and give him and get spirits from him.
Yes, you can, because it's sochir velokit.
If the goy doesn't agree.
Sochir velokit works even if the goy doesn't agree. That's the rule of a sochir velokit. Yeah. The Mishavu says the word Tzchirus, so we learned the Ramah says the Tzchirus in Yehudi Ein Oyser Im Sochem Ibal Abayis. See, the Mishavu explains Tzchirus is not inaccurate. The Tzchirus To Soifu V'tzoch Lema V'tzchiroi. It's not Tzchirus, it's Tzchiroi. The Tzchiroi Shel Ibal Abayis, the Tzchiroi Shel Ein Yehudi Ein Oyser. That's what we learned. V'roi Tzolayim Adayim Sochoi Bnei Achotza Rishus Min Hakum Ein Tzoch Lizkum Min HaSochi V'lokit. There's no need to rent from the Sochi V'lokit. Benim Yisrael Bnei Hakum. Humil Tzidab Shita, it's actually quite poshut. So the rule is, if you've got, if the Goy has, let's say you have a Goy, Mr. Smith, and he has got, so the case that Mishnah Berurah really explains is, you've got a Goy, Mr. Smith, and he's got five Yiddish workers, and now in that chotzer there's an additional few yidden. So normally, what would you do with a goy? What would you normally do? You pay him schiras. You pay his schiras. So now we are saying that you don't need to look. You don't need to do more than that. Once you've done the schiras with the goy, the fact that it's got five yiddish shesach velokit, you don't have to. You can ignore them. Just do the schiras with the goy, as Chaim said. And Shalom Alisol, no need to look further. No need to look further. Could you have a... Is there a problem to have Yiddish Sochir Velokit? Is there a problem at all? We have so far discussed previously a Sochir Velokit who is a Yid, a Goy. Is there a problem if he's a Yid? Does it make any difference if it's a Yid or not? What would you say? Sochir v'lokit is a Yid. Does that make a difference? It's fine. Mishnah Berurah says explicitly here, yes, the Sochev Elokit can be a Yid. Makes absolutely no difference. All of them. So I would say, Sochev Elokit is Yid, works perfectly well as well, and you don't need to look any further. Yes, a Goy Sochev Elokit works as well, but a Yid is also perfectly acceptable. Pardon? Yes. If the so the case would be if you've got a goy in the eruv. So the goy, you can't make an eruv with the goy. So instead of that, using a sochev elokit, the sochev elokit can also be a yid. Yeah. Yeah, if the yid is the yid, the sochev elokit is a yid. Yeah. Mishabur Bialocha quotes an important Bialocha in the Rosam. If you look at the bottom of the page, in the Rosam, I'm Mishabur Atamishum Dotsiskinu Behainu. Tafkechia governor, this case is only in this particular case. Ha im Socher Shnei Israelim Dirum Akum. What happens if you've got two Yidin who rented a flat from a Goy? Pshitish Oysim Zalzeh. If the two Yidin rented a property from a goy, then he will ask one another.
So if you've got a chotza and a house that belongs, a chotza belongs to a goy, and there's two yidin who rented a property from him, and the goy still lives there, in such a case, you will need to make a schilus from the goy, as well as an erev chatzeres from the two yidin who live there. So that would be a case in block of flats. Let's say you've got a block of flats. In that block of flats is a goy, and there's two flats which are rented out to Yidin. The halacha is, you've got to make an Erev Chatzeres with a Yidin, and you've got to make Schiris, you have to rent the property from the, you have to rent from the Goy as well. You need to do Schiris from the Goy, and Erev Chatzeres with the Yidin. That would be a very typical case, actually. Okay, that's it for tonight. We'll carry on, see if you're dying tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. No, not tomorrow, but the following day. Yeah.